get up-to-date business news as well as stock market, financial, and earnings information here. This is Business 1110.
Welcome back. I'm Peggy Tuck. Hey, if you haven't signed up for our newsletter yet, now is the time. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and click on the newsletter tab. We're going to send you lots of great information, just like what you're hearing on the show today, but no sales material. It's really easy. Just go to straighttalkmoney.com and sign up today. Here's Mike.
The only two things
all right. in life that make it worth living. Well, this is really unusual because I'm usually not here when Mr. Dyer is on. And so I'm pleased to be in his presence today. We've got with us Dave Dyer. Dave is on a kind of a semi-regular basis, I guess. He's on with Peggy frequently when I'm out of town, which I'm very grateful for, by the way. But Dave is you're a consumer. You know, you're just kind of a regular guy, but you're not in many respects because you really managing stock research and things like that is not just a passing interest for you. You're not somebody that reads a newsletter and says, "Oh, well, I think I'll buy that because so and so says it." You really get into the weeds and look at what's going on and research the stocks that you invest in.
I'm the guy who does his homework.
Yes, you do.
I like doing it. It's fun.
So I'm just going to ask you right off since I know one of your best friends was an avid Clinton supporter,
and he still talks to me. Well, some of them don't.
He does still talk to you. Yes, some of them don't. So don't you think? I won't even get into the politics of this stuff, but it's pretty silly what's going on out there. Pretty ridiculous, actually. Anyway, what do you think about the Trump election? Good or bad for the economy? Good or bad for the market?
Oh, I just think it's fabulous. I think it's probably going to be so much better than we think. I think he has this opportunity. This is a guy who's coming in with no baggage. He has
none.
He doesn't owe anybody anything. He doesn't have enemies that he has to punish in Congress. He doesn't have friends in Congress that he has to help. He doesn't have donors. This is a guy that's got a free hand. And I really think that this is more like what the Founding Fathers had in mind. They didn't anticipate professional politicians. They didn't think that these political jobs would be so good that people would make careers out of them, that people would get these giant donations and run for office. A job that pays $100,000 a year and they get $5 million of donations to go for the job. You know, now, how honest is that going to be?
Right.
Trump is the only one that's come in.
Since George Washington. You know, he shares a couple of things with George Washington. One is what you're talking about. Two is somebody was making fun of the fact that he is only going to take a dollar salary. And so they were asked, okay, has anybody else done that? The only other one did that is George Washington.
Isn't that something?
Washington did not want to be paid to be president of the United States. He wanted to serve. I think Donald Trump, frankly, you know, with all this stuff with the music awards and stuff like that, I think the liberals are just making fools of themselves. I mean, he's just giving them more rope in here. Go out there and make fools of yourself. Go hang yourself. Well, you know, the papers and try to outguess what I'm going to do. And you're right. He's not, as they say, beholden to anybody.
Yeah.
In fact, he paid for a good percentage of his campaign. So he's not even holding anybody for that. So what you're saying is that you think it's good for the economy. How will it be good for the economy, do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, the government's going to get things done because he has the Senate and the House also that are going to support him. He can get things.
Well, they're going to support him until it means their job.
Right.
Until something comes up.
Right.
But we're going to be more like a parliamentary system where the prime minister comes from the party in control. And they can actually govern and get things done. And some of the things, like I'm looking forward to the repatriation of this alleged $1 trillion or more that's trapped overseas.
Right.
And he's going to negotiate and get maybe 10% of that when it comes back. And guess where that money's going to go? Infrastructure.
Yep.
And 10% of $1 trillion, I think, is $100 billion.
That's a lot of
That's a lot of infrastructure. So I think we're going to see a government that actually does things rather than sits around and complains about things.
Yeah, in fact, there's a little note yesterday that American Fortune 500 companies are avoiding up to $695 billion in U.S. taxes by holding $2.4 trillion of permanently reinvested profits offshore. There's $2.4 trillion sitting offshore that they're afraid to be back in. If he even brings in half of that,
yeah,
and they put that to work here in the United States, we'll have a 6% growth.
And he's a showman. He's going to do something flashy and big up front.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a government that's not run by the consultants. I'm looking forward to somebody that's just going to get things done. So I'm looking at four areas, and the same four that everybody else is looking at.
Okay, these are four sectors that you're looking at?
Four major sectors. Infrastructure. I've been researching infrastructure stocks. They're all jumping up and down. Yeah. Raw materials.
I think they're jumping up. They're not jumping down.
They're jumping up. Yeah. They're going whoopee.
Yeah.
So that's already in play. Energy, obviously. Healthcare. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a big trend in healthcare anyway with all the new technology and the aging baby boomers. So we add into that. We make the changes. Get rid of Obamacare. Something good is going to happen there in healthcare to get more market forces in that system. Finally, financials.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you like financials?
Well, the higher interest rates make the banks happy.
And, yes, they do.
If the banks are making more money, then they're going to be better stocks. So,
now, what about Glass-Steagall? Do you think that there's been some... There've been two things out there. He's already starting to get some pushback, and he hasn't done anything yet. Which, that's what I really like about all this is they're arguing about things. But the thought is that he might put Glass-Steagall back together, because I was opposed to it when Clinton signed off on it, because I knew it was going to cause trouble, which it did. Mm-hmm. But he's thinking about reinstating Glass-Steagall and also about doing away with Dodd-Frank.
Sure.
Which I think if he reinstates Glass-Steagall, he could do away with Dodd-Frank, because it would solve the same problem. Yeah. Would that hurt the financials?
No, I think less regulation is going to be perceived as good for them. And that's really all of this is perception anyway, because it's going to take several years for all of this to play out in reality. But I'm just looking at the – right now, I mean, I've been saying with Peggy – that everything is set up for a big rally. We got low interest rates. We got improving economic factors. We've got low unemployment. We've got new technology. We got all this stuff ready. The only thing that we've been missing was confidence. And if there's anything that's going to happen from Trump, it's going to be confidence in America.